the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on, eat sport for brekkie.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, halftime at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
Harness Racing's Breeders' Crown Series, right through August.
It is, and it's time now for Chasing and Pacing Rewind at 10:30 on a Sunday. You get the wrap of Menangle, the wrap of Wentworth Park, and Greg Hayes is joining us this morning. Morning to you, Hazy.
Morning, Hoss. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed, and watching you last night, a big night out at Menangle with the Kevin Newman legend and Code Black getting the money there for Kevin Pesutto and the Turnbull driver as well.
Yeah, Amanda Turnbull taking the drive for Kevin Pesutto. Doesn't drive too often for Kev, but with Todd McCarthy, the regular driver, opting to drive Lord Zinzan for Todd's father, John. Code Black needed a driver. Amanda took the drive. Kevin Pesutto had a fantastic night last night. Not only did he win the Kevin Newman, he ran second in that race with Match Point as well, so Quinella in the feature race. And he also won a couple of early races on the program with Ego Dan, a horse that is racing in extremely good form at the moment. And he won race number two with another talented horse called Let's Cut Loose. So it was a really good night for Kev. And keeping in mind that he's winning these and quinellering these big races at Menangle, these feature races, these level one races, and he doesn't even have his stable star there at the moment. Tiger Tara is off having a little break after he ran third in the Albion Park Blacks Are Fake going back last month. So Kev's just firing on all cylinders at the moment, and something that he's done recently is brought up 100 winners in a season for the first time in his career. He's trained close to 600 winners, 581 winners in his career, and last night with that treble, he pushed up over the 100 mark for the year, so a first for him, and a good time to do it too, taking out the feature race last night.
We'll talk to Kevin in a moment, which is fantastic for us. Before we do that, I just wanted to speak to you about your visit to Canada coming up, the World Driving Championships. It's a great opportunity for you, Greg, to be able to go and cover it and go and enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, lucky enough, thanks to the bosses there at Sky and also Harness Racing Australia, to be heading over to Canada during the middle of this week to bring everyone all the action from the World Driving Championships in Canada. Obviously, it was hosted in Australia last time out back in 2015, and I was back at Harness Racing New South Wales at that stage in a media manager role, and was amazed by the amount of interest that we got in the series from right around the world. We were getting downloads on updates that we were doing from places like Russia and Mongolia and some really, really weird places. So there is a lot of interest in this World Driving Championships. Obviously, Dexter Dunn won it in 2015. He gets to defend his title in 2017. And then there's also the Australian representative, Shane Graham, going across. And there's also the Kiwi representative, Mark Purden. So effectively, we've got three guys going from down under to represent Australia and New Zealand. And I'll be lucky enough to be at all of the five venues for the World Driving Championships and be bringing everyone the full updates of what's going on. And I'll obviously keep my social media account right and the Twitter account right up to date with everything that's going on over there as well. So hopefully we can get an Australian winner. We haven't had one, Hoss, since 1987. Yeah. Teddy Demler won the World Driving Championships in Europe back then, but it has been a while between drinks. Hopefully Shane can get the job done this time around.
Yeah, let's hope so. So there's five different venues. So when's the first round, Hazy?
Next Saturday night, so okay. It's Sunday morning here, so looking forward to that one. It should be a really good one. We start on the western side of Canada and we work our way across to the east. We wrap up a week later. The world, there's also a big, basically a meeting of all the different jurisdictions from around the world getting together as well, and that's happening on Prince Edward Island, and that's where that final race meeting is held. We get to Prince Edward Island the week later, and we wrap up the series there.
Yeah, fantastic. No, I remember I was at another radio station in Melbourne, 3UZ, I think it was called, back in 1987. It's a while ago now, but Teddy Demler. We used to cross to him. We were doing daily reports with him, and he ended up winning the thing. It was just so emotional, but it's hard to believe we haven't won one since then.
Yeah, look, Chris Alford was really well placed after the first couple of heats here in Australia, and I do think there is some advantage when you've got the local drivers. They obviously know the local form, they know the local rules, so that's always a big help. And obviously Dexter Dunn came to the fore late last year. I think he had a wow, or 2 years ago, he had a wow of a night at Wagga from memory. I think they ran five heats there or something. He might have won three of the five races, and that put him in really good stead. I sat in the stewards room. Reed Sanders, who was the chief operating officer at the time at Harness Racing New South Wales, he sat all the drivers down and he explained to them the different rules that we have here in Australia compared to how they do it overseas. And there was a couple of guys that didn't speak English. There was a Spanish guy and a French guy. So they, you know, it obviously fish out of water for those guys. So it was all new to them. And I think we saw that in one of the first heats that was run at Menangle. It was a trotting race, and one of the horses galloped. And as soon as, in France, obviously, as soon as they gallop, they're out of play, they're disqualified. Yeah. Well, the French driver just let their horse gallop the rest of the race. He didn't even, where in Australia, you know, we'd get, you know, our drivers would grab hold and get them to come back into a trot and get them back into the race. But that doesn't want to happen in France. So the guy just let it gallop and gallop and gallop the whole way around. But look, we've got a big coverage on Sky Racing. We're going to bring you all of the racing coverage. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, fantastic. No, enjoy that for sure. Well, last night, as you mentioned, it was a special night for Kevin Pizzuto. He had multiple winners, and of course, the big race was the Kevin Newman Legend.
In the Kevin Newman, Betterbet Black now leads by a length and a half. Lord Zinzan in a stalking position, second. Third is All Black Stride, about to move up. Going back to the inside, as Elevate Away, Lord Zinzan taking some cover now behind Betterbet Black down the side of the track. Then followed Cold Major, who's got to fourth, about three lengths off the leader. Out wider, Code Black's trying to run on and heading the others as match point. Up towards the home quarter, third split, 28.3. Betterbet Black the leader, by a length to Lord Zinzan. All Black Stride's in big trouble. In fact, it's gone. Betterbet Black the leader. Out wider, Code Black runs on, so too match point. And Little Rascal, 150 left to run. Code Black in front narrowly. Match point tries hard. It's Code Black by a neck. Match point will have one last dive, but won't get there. Code Black grips on a one. Code Black beat Match Point and Little Rascal.
Yeah, Mitch Manners calling the action last night. Code Black winning, the favourite dropping out and finishing 8th of 10. And Greg Hayes, it's not many times here on Sky that we can have a chat with Kevin Pizzuto, but you've got him right online this morning on Pacing Rewind.
Yeah, we do thank Kevin Pizzuto for his time. He doesn't do a lot of media, but he's going to join us this morning to have a chat. Kev, a big night for you last night. Three winners at Menangle, including Code Black taking out the feature. You must have been very happy with him.
Yeah, I was wrapped. He's going through the grades very well. And he might be in the next free-for-all.
Well, Kev, it's interesting. He's a very nice horse, and he won the level one race the week before, but this week we saw a totally different horse because he came with the one run. He drew poorly, so Amanda went back at the start, and he came with the one run, and he finished off the race so well.
Yeah, he was underdone last week. He needed to run real bad. He had a few. He had an easy week. He never ate up the race for a couple of weeks there, but next week he should be even sharper.
So you send him around again in the level one next week?
Yeah.
What about Match Point? You must have been happy with him last night.
Yeah, no, he's a lovely horse. He's got real good speed, and he's been drawn out wide, so now he's back in the draw, so he should get the money too.
You've got them all going well at the moment. What about Ego Dan? He'll find his way up into free-for-all grade in the not-too-distant future. You've got him firing all cylinders. He's now won three of his last four.
Yeah, no, I had him before, and I lost him. He went back to Melbourne, and I really liked him a lot. He got beat in a group running by half ahead, and then I lost him, and now he came back to his I really like that horse.
How do you separate him and Code Black? Is there much between them in terms of ability?
Code Black's Red Black, he's pretty versatile. He's pretty tough as well as speed. So the other one's got more speed and a lot of stuff, but he'll eventually get tougher.
There's a big chance next week, if you send them all around Match Point Code Black and also Ego Dan, that they'll all be in that top grade, that level one in the condition racing. Does that worry you at all?
Oh, it does. They're not really ready for it, but that's the condition of racing at the moment. Even though I'm winning races, I don't think it's fair on the horse. I like to take them through their grades and get strong as they have their preps, but as the conditions of the race now, I don't reckon that suit. But they're not even as good. I reckon that's really hard on them.
Yeah. What do you do with horses like Code Black and Ego Dan long term? Like you're saying, Code Black could be a free for all horse. Like, do you look at races like the Victoria Cup? Do you look at races like the Inter Dominion? I know that's what you're thinking with Tiger Tara. What about Code Black?
Yeah, if he keeps on improving the way he is, in the future there is. Hopefully there is for him. But at this stage, we're just going through the grade.
All right. Speaking of Tiger Tara, where's he at? We haven't seen him since he ran third in the Blacks of Fake at Albion Park. He's had a really, really good 6 months for you, and he looks ready to take on the best in the country again as soon as you bring him back to the races.
Yeah, we're actually taking Seaman out of him at the moment because he's going to go to stud this year. But we're going to keep on racing, so we're just pulling Seaman out of him at the moment, and then he'll be back in work in 2 weeks.
2 weeks' time, and he's getting ready for the Vic Cup and the Inter Dominion later on in the year?
Yeah, well, either the Inter Dominion or New Zealand.
Oh, okay, so you're thinking about maybe going back to New Zealand for the New Zealand Cup?
Yeah, well, it's a bit harsh on them in Perth, and I really want to look after this horse.
You mentioned the fact that, you're taking Seaman out of him at the moment, and long term, that's obviously what you're looking at, a stud career for the horse. He is a record in some of the good races in New Zealand, the strong races here in Australia. You'd have to think he's starting to build some interest as a prospective stallion in a couple of seasons' time when you do decide to retire him.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got a big heart. He should throw it out in his foals. And he's a better's delight. And his father's done a magnificent job, so I reckon he can carry it out. I think he can.
Mate, what about your season this year? 100 winners for the first time. You must be really proud of that.
Yeah, no, I'm wrapped. Like, I do it real hard. I've got to travel the track to do fast work every day, and it's taking a lot out of me, and I'm starting to get a bit tired now.
I must admit, a lot of people wouldn't know this. Yeah, you don't have a track that you can do fast work on. You've got to put your horses on a float every day, and take them in to work somewhere. You used to work at Fairfield. You can't work there anymore. So it's been a tough time for you. But when you're training 100 winners and every time a horse needs to fast work, it's got to leave the place, it obviously would get very, very tiring.
Yeah, it is. It's actually killing us. Me and my staff, they're gutted.
So what are you going to do? You're looking to move or...?
Yeah, I've got my property out Leppington on the market at the moment. It's going for subdivision, so hopefully within the next few months I'll buy a property and I'll have a lot fitter, and when I move my property I should get heaps more winners.
Beautiful, mate. Well, congratulations with the 3 winners last night. Good job with Code Black. He's going really well at the moment. Ego Dan, Let's Cut Loose, and you had a couple of placings as well. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, and thanks to Todd. He's me losing my main driver.
No
problem. Oh, thanks.
Good on you,
Kevin.
Mate. Thank you very much. Yeah,
good on you. See, that's you can hear it. He desperately wants a training property, doesn't he, the way he spoke there?
Yeah, like I realised, you know, obviously that he does have to move his horses every time he wants to fast work, but it's got to the stage now, you know, like when you're training 15 winners, 20 winners a year, you probably can cope with that because you don't have the massive team, and you don't, you know, maybe a day you can miss one and say, oh, well, we won't, you know, we'll just stay here and jog them today, but When you're training 100 winners a season, then obviously it's a very big job. And Kev's got the place at Leppington on the market, and he wants to buy a property where there's enough room for a proper track. And I wish him all the best of luck. He's having a fantastic season this year. I think he's third or fourth on the New South Wales Premiership and deserves all the success. They put a lot of money into the sport. They paid a lot of money for Tiger Tara. And hopefully that they're going to get rewarded for that big investment in the sport.
Put it this way, I get tired when the hours that I work through the week, but I'm fitting well compared to what Kevin sounded like at the end. You can understand that they must get terribly tired. That's Kevin Pasuto. Great chatting to hear about the future of his horses. Hazy, as I wrap it up, mate, Stars Align looks to be a real good horse for Dean Braun, winning there at Melton on Friday night.
Yeah, that was one of the feature races at Melton, the graduate. Very talented horse, Stars Align, out of Nosotros, and it was favourite in the race, beat our little general and Jillaby Kung Fu. Chartin ran fourth in the race, but it's amazing. You know, the Kennards are in that. I know they were crowned the leading owners in New Zealand on Friday night, but they're winning races both sides of the country. The horse obviously started its career over in New Zealand. Dean Braun now got the horse, and it's going to have a big season, you would think, still with the Breeders' Crown to come. Mate, just quickly, I just want to mention congratulations to a few people at Newcastle last night. Lee Sutton are driving treble. Bruce Fox are driving double. Vic Frost, great to see Vic Frost get a training double. He travelled all the way down from the border down to Newcastle last night and was rewarded with a double. And Mark Callaghan also picked up a driving double. So well done to a legend of the sport, Vic Frost, picking up a training double, and Lee Sutton with the driving treble.
Yeah, well done to them. How many would Vic Frost have up there on the border?
Oh, it'd only be a handful, maybe three or four, something like that.
And to get a double, Dale, it's just a big result, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's brought his horses down for those Menangle Country Heats in the past, and one of the races that he won last night was one of those Menangle Country Heats. So he'll be back to Menangle, you know, later on in the month to try and win the final. But he obviously took a travelling companion last night as well and was able to get the chockies with both. I think Lee Sutton drove one for him, and Kerri-Ann Turner, who had horses at Menangle but decided to take a team to Newcastle last night, she was up there, and she jumped on one of Vic's horses as well. So well done to both Lee and Vic, Lee and Kerri-Ann Turner, who picked up prize for Vic last night.
Yeah, well done to them and the whole team, all those winners at Newcastle. All right, mate, well, you enjoy the next few weeks. I know Jason Bonington is going to be doing On the Pace on Tuesday mornings at 10:30 for us, and I know that he'll be chasing you down. I think the time doesn't work out. It works out all right between us and Canada.
Yeah, I think sort of mid-afternoon, getting towards the evening here. It's pretty early in, you know, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning here. So that time zone should work out pretty well. And I'm going to keep everyone updated with just how Shane Graham's going representing his country. Hopefully we've got another world driving champion coming out of Australia in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, for sure. And you can follow Hazy on social media. He's on Twitter. You don't mind me giving it out, do you?
Not at all.
Okay, it's...
At Greg Hayes, 78.
That's it. 1978 you were born. Jeez, you look young for seven. Not born in 1978. So Twitter at Greg Hayes 78 is where you can follow it as well. Hey, Hazy, wish I was carrying your bag. You enjoy it at Canada.
Mate, I'm still looking for someone to do it. If you want the job, it's yours.
Jeez, it wouldn't be too bad. I've just come back from a couple of weeks, so I don't think the bosses will let me. You enjoy it, mate.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Hayes joining us with the part of Pacing Rewind. In a moment, we'll talk some chasing.
Like Winks and Bowman, Sky Sports Radio and Punters Postmortem have become a racing favourite through the years.
You're unbelievable.
This Monday, PPM is back. Terry Kennedy and our best form analysts debate and discuss all the feature racing and major issues.
You're unbelievable.
Dean Lester and Paul Joyce will take your calls on 13 53 53. Punters Postmortem, the best. best way to start your racing week. Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio. In 1925, bookmaker Clary Rogan donated a gold cup valued at £100. And the Narromine Gold Cup was born. 92 years on, and this year's gold cup heads Narromine Turf Club showcase meeting Sunday, August 13. All up, $255,000 prize money, great food and coffee, full bar, jumping castle and more. Proudly supported by 2DU Zoo FM, Rabbit Trap Hotel and Western Owen Fuels.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world.
But Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
It is Chasing and Pacing Rewind every Sunday morning between 10:30 and 11. And Stuart Turner joins us this morning to talk greyhound racing. Morning to you, Stu.
Morning, Andrew. Lovely to chat to you on a Sunday morning. How are you going?
Yeah, something a bit different. Well, I'm going well, and so too greyhound racing, because last night the heats began for New South Wales and Wendy Park for both the sprint and distance.
Yeah, that's right. Some super racing and at Wentworth Park last night with, as you mentioned there, the heat of the New South Wales sprint and distance championships. And there were some great races as well. In the sprint heat, there were wins for Becking Street, a really consistent greyhound, this one, and Prevail as well, who beat a strong field. But the win of the night for me in the sprint heats, Andrew, was probably El Magnifico's Triumph. Gee, it is so good to see this greyhound in winning form. He's had an injury-hampered career, unfortunately, for his trainer, Julie Fletcher. But at his best, he's an absolutely brilliant talent, and he got it right last night in great style as well. So El Magnifico taking out that heat of the New South Wales Sprint Championship.
Racing Nangar Rock Dweld and flying out Royal Turbo straight to the lead over Mac Tux charging down from the outside. Moving to third was Nangar Rock, followed by Alonzi Grace and then El Magnifico. Chevy King, Winsome Mission, Kong back at the rear, down the back. Royal Turbo on top, a length and a half to Mac Tux. Five away to Nangar Rock, then El Magnifico. Chevy King, they swing. Royal Turbo led Mac Tux. El Magnifico is flying home on the rails. El Magnifico! El Magnifico, too good for Royal Turbo. Mac Tux in third position, and then
$3.80 fixed odds. It started there for Julie Fletcher. And, well, clearly, Stu, you rated it the best of those three winners last night in the heats.
Yeah, I think so. That was a great call from Timmy Newbold. And as we heard there, El Magnifico just flew home late in that race. There were two other great wins, though, as I touched on. Now, Prevail, who I mentioned, has now won three of her last five starts, so she's hit form in time for this series. And Becking Street, again, who I mentioned, gee, Andrew, this greyhound has been so consistent over the last 6 months. Now, we've got the final for this one this coming Saturday night at Wentworth Park. Looking at the box draw, well, Becking Street has got box one. El Magnifico has got box three, which should suit. But the big danger here, Andrew, even though he didn't win his heat last night, is Mr. Twister in box five. Mr. Twister making it through as one of the runners-up. He's still really dangerous from the squeeze box. Remember, he's all-classed his greyhound. He won the recent Group 1 Peter Mosman Classic. Mr. Twister from box five, the one for me in the New South Wales Sprint Championship.
Okay, so that's the New South Wales final in the sprint next week. And as you say, Mr. Twister ran second to Beacon Street in its heat last night. So they're the sprints. What about the distance ones last night?
Yeah, we had a couple of good heats of that series as well, mate. Cardiology was a super heat winner and has got box seven for the final this Saturday night. That one, of course, at Wentworth Park as well. Ebby Ripper, who, of course, is a fine staying talent, has got box three. Look, it's really wide open, mate, but I'm probably going to go with Stars Alight, who's got box eight in the final. Stars Alight, I think, probably the best greyhound in the race. We'll just have to see if the heat last night didn't take too much out of her. As long as she's in best form and fitness, for me, she's the one to be on in the final. Remember, the winners of the sprint and the distance heat, they go through to the Group 1 finals at Albion Park later in August. What a fantastic night that's going to be.
It will be August 25 at Albion Park, the finals, where everyone around Australia comes together. Anything else from Wentworth Park just before we move to the Meadows, Stu?
Well, just that those races were absolutely wonderful. We mentioned Stars Alight, and what a fantastic win, just hitting Midnight Treat there in the distance heat. And look, those two, I think, are going to be the ones to watch in the final. But for me, Stars Alight just edges it, Andrew.
Okay, so we're looking forward to those next Saturday night at Wentworth Park. The Victorian Distance Final was on at the Meadows last night, won by a true star.
Racing, yeah. And Fair de Barbe again nicely, straight to the lead, settling down. Burn One Down is back in the last division, settling in a stride though, and Fair de Barbe goes to the lead about two lengths clear over Dundee Calypso, getting up on the inside. There came Billy's Bake, Burn One Down railing through on the inside, Reefed and Treasure the outer, then Belly Shimmer followed by Dr. Leonardo and Mix Angel at the tail end of the straight, and Fair de Barbe the leader runs along five or six out in front. Dundee Calypso followed further back in the race there by Billy's Bake, then came Burn One Down on the outside, about to light the fuse. They were followed further back then by Reefed and Treasure, and well out of it then came Dr. Leonardo coming up to the turn. Fair de Barbe the leader. Here comes Burn One Down, smoking down the outside. Burn One Down, race to lead, and came away to win it well. Billy's Bake second, third Dundee Calypso, followed by...
Yeah, big win by Burn One Down. Even at this early stage, that's probably the greyhound that everyone has to beat, Stu.
Yeah, I think so. Wasn't it wonderful listening to that call again? Absolutely fantastic race by Burn One Down. Nice way to turn the tables as well. Fantabale won their last clash in May, but Burn One Down getting revenge last night at the Meadows. That's now 31 wins from 49 starts. Yet again, doing the business at the Meadows last night. And as you said, Burn One Down, gee, he's going to be so tough to beat in the distance final at Albion Park. I'm not sure he's had a look at the track before up there in Queensland from memory, but even so, he's going to be the favourite for that one, whoever the opposition is.
Yeah, it will be. All right, so Wentworth Park next Saturday night, the New South Wales State Finals of the sprint and the distance. So looking forward to those. Plenty on the station right through the week, particularly on Monday mornings, tomorrow morning's Going Greyhounds. Stu, tonight we've got the Group 3 Darwin Cup. They've got their big Thoroughbred Cup tomorrow, but in the Greyhound world, the Cup's on tonight, just on 8:41 tonight.
It is, and this looks at a cracking race as well. Now, the favourite for this one, Andrew, with tab.com.au, is Invictus Rapid in box six. Invictus Rapid, the Victorian, who's come up for this one, a multiple group race place getter in his time and a fantastic greyhound as well. But look, I'm going to stick with our pick on the show last week, mate. That was Off and On, who's got box three. Now, I just thought this greyhound would go well in this series, and she got through in the heat. She had a decent run last week. She's had a couple of looks at the track there now. She's had a couple of wins over the last few weeks up there in the NT as well. And she's got a good record from box three. So, look, I want to finish my final show with at least one winner, so I'm going to stick with Off and On in the Darwin Cup tonight.
Righto, so that's race eight, number three, Off and On. Scratching's yet to be finalised. So at the market, the current market is suspended, but it will be updated through the morning. The Darwin Cup final at 8:41 tonight. The consolation of the Cup at 8:22. So that's Darwin tonight. Goulburn on Tuesday, also looking forward to the Zoom Top Maiden final.
Yeah, it should be a cracker, this one. We've got some super pups involved here. Now, Nino De Oro in box six was a brilliant winner in last Tuesday's heat. She's one of the locals as well, trained by Subby Nura. I think Nino De Oro, the one to beat in this one. Just a quick word as well. We've got another great race, another final in New South Wales on Friday at Richmond. This is the Phil Davis Memorial. Still waiting for the box draw here, but it looks like an absolutely cracking affair. I'm going to go with Panel Beater, a really handy country performer for Gary Edwards down there on the New South Wales South Coast. Panel Beater was the fastest qualifier, putting a great run in the heat, and I reckon can repeat that in the final this coming Friday night at Richmond.
Okay, and the greyhound at Goulburn, which one are you tipping there?
Mate, that's got to be Nino De Oro. As I said, this greyhound was a fantastic heat winner. And if she carries on this form, then, gee, she's going to be the one to beat in that final on Tuesday.
Okay, so jot it down, listeners. That's race eight at Goulburn Greyhounds on Tuesday afternoon at 2:14 for the final. 10,000 to the winner in that Zoom Top Maiden final. It's race eight, number six, Nino De Oro. Race eight, number six. Stu, so you mentioned Friday. Anything else apart from Wendy Park next Saturday night to come up around the state?
Yeah, well, we've got another great week of racing in store, mate. We've got the Twilight meeting down at Canberra today. Tomorrow, it's at Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, it's Lismore, Gosford, and that super meeting at Goulburn we touched on. Wednesday, it's back to Richmond and Wentworth Park. Thursday, they jump at Maitland and Datsov. Friday, gee, we've got a busy day. They race at Casino, The Garden, Wagga, and that Richmond meeting as well. And then Saturday, it's back to Bulleye, The Gardens, and Wentworth Park as well for the New South Wales Championship. So loads to look forward to, of course. Tab.com.au.